Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the English... I nearly said the English couple then. The Naked Englishman. Gosh, I don't know what I'm doing. Today is the 28th. It's Thursday, the 28th of August, 2025. The sun is shining. The sun is shining out there. Now, I'm in a jollier mood than I was yesterday, but... But that's not because the internet has been fixed by no means. At least, I don't know, as far as I know, it's still in the morning and I've only just switched it on. But it is a tale of woe that I talk to you this morning. A tale of woe I have to present because yesterday I rang them up. I rang up the swines and I said to them, I want to know why my internet is not working. And I had a foreign-sounding gentleman, that's all I'll say, with a different accent from me. Let's put it like that. That doesn't necessarily mean he is foreign, but he just sounded foreign. Not a typical English Terry Thomas accent. I say, absolute shower. I'm so sorry that there has been a problem. Absolute terrible. How could they treat you? They're cads. Total cads. Yes, no, not that sort of accent. Anyway, let's not go on. I mean, he... first of all, just getting in. So I have, for the sake of argument, not much longer, I can tell you, because I'm going to leave these swines, but I have a business account. Had a business account, because when I used to do the corporate videos... it was essential back then, for about 10 years or whatever it was, that I was able to upload, download and get over at reasonably fast. And also, if the internet broke, they would take it quicker than your domestic customer because businesses were deemed essential. And I paid through the nose for that, but I was earning money, you see. So I thought it was an essential service to get the edits to the clients. So I had a business account. Anyway, I've been out of contract for 6 years. And they keep trying to go, oh, Mr. Phobes, I wonder if you'd like to, take advantages of all these tariffs, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, no, I don't. Is that very kind of you? Because I don't want to sign up and be subject to your terms and conditions. I've come out of contract now. Oh, you'll pay a bit more because you'll go on. Yes, I realise that, but I'm not signing up to your contract. Thank you very much indeed. So I've been out of contract for 6 years. Anyway, so I think this is the result of what this is all about, really. But anyway, so get through. And the first thing you get that is the barrage of verification rubbish. So what is your name? Where do you live? What's the name of the business? What's your telephone number? What's your mobile number? What's your email address? And it's in the end, I was going through this and I said, excuse me, how many of these verifications is there? It's like, we seem to be going through a lot. Well, I said, all I want to know, really and truly, is has there been an outage? Is it a problem across the country? Is it a problem in my area? Or is it just on, if that's not the case, then maybe it's just my system. Only I can assure it's not my system because actually I have two modems and I've swapped them over and it don't make the blind bit of difference. So they said, no, we've got to go through all this. I can't help you unless you've been verified. I said, how much more of this verification? It's like, what do you want? My inside leg measurement? The number of appendages that hang from my pelvis? Anyway, we got through that. It was just very irritating because, you'd think that you'd have either a memorable word or a certain thing that would get you through and you wouldn't have to go through these bloody hoops. Now, I never remember it being, in the end, it used to be just three pieces of information. And of course, I'm all very nervous about how much information I give these days, as we all are. Anyway, got through the verification, did some checks. Turns out, he says, oh, yes, there's been an outage, which I always think of as an outrage. There's been an outage in your area, blah blah blah. Yes, and they're working. But then the tune kept changing. So one minute there was an outage, the next minute it was all fixed and there wasn't a problem. But if you go online, as I did, it said there are, you know, we are aware of a number of people who've got problems in the area and we are doing our best to fix it. And then, so you just can't work out what is true and what is not true. Because the next one was like months ago on the little sort of, how is the internet doing? None of these things are reliable. So anyway, conversation went on and he said, oh, you're out of contract, aren't you? And I said, yes. And he said, ah, yes. He said, it's your modem. We've checked the line. There's nothing wrong with the line. It's your modem. I said, oh, is it? What makes you think that? Well, you're not getting enough signal. I thought, if it was my modem, you'd either get, I get intermittent internet. So it does seem to be throttled on web pages. I can access the email, albeit slowly, and I can send email, albeit slowly. Right? Right. But web pages, some web pages are much, much slower than others. It is like dial-up. So I know it's not the modem because, you know, this digital technology stuff is like you either get it or you don't. It's either working or it isn't. Or it's being throttled their end, which is what I suspect is happening. So he said, no, it's your modem. And I said, I don't think it is because I've actually got another modem here and I've swapped it over. He just wasn't having it. And I said, well, how is it working up until Friday last week? And then after the bank holiday, it's got all these issues. How is that? Why is it doing that? Yes, well, it says just like your modem was working fine. And then, you know, things get old and there was probably a little, you know, anomaly. And it's not working. I said, but it is working. It's just throttled. It's just working slowly. And he was trying to tell me that that was the modem. I said, but I've swapped the modem. Are you not listening? Will you please listen to me? I am your customer. He said, yes, I know you're my customer, but we're telling you what the situation is in his foreign accent. And I said, but you're not listening to me, are you? You keep telling me that it's the modem. And that I need, yes, that was the thing. He said, well, you know, we'll just send you another modem, but you need to sign up to a contract. I said, I'm not signing up to a contract. Just send me a modem then. No, we can't send you a modem unless you sign up to a contract. It's like, right, okay. It's not the modem, is it? You're aware, because I've rung in, that I am not on any contract, and this is really just to try and get me to sign up. I said, well, I'm not doing this. I said, incidentally, I'm going to leave you. Oh, well, we're trying to do this. All you need to do is get a new modem. I don't want a bloody new modem. Thank you very much. You're not listening to me. This is the same old ploy. You've got your policy and you're sticking to it. You know it's not my modem. You know that it's you throttled me down to a minimum so that it only works in a limited thing. I can see what you're doing. You're just lying. You know, we know it would either not work at all or it would. And I know it's not the modem because you get lights, you know, that tells you you're connected. And he was using the same thing. He was saying, ah, but you've got blue light, haven't you, which means you're connected. So therefore, it's got to be the modem. No, you're throttling me. I'm connected all right. You're just not sending me. All you're doing is standing on the hose pipe, aren't you? You're standing on the bloody hose pipe and you're not letting me. No, sir, we wouldn't possibly do that. Yeah, you would. You would, because you want me to sign up. This is what this is all about, because you keep disappearing. And one minute you said, oh, yes, there's an outage. You said there was an outage and blah, blah, and it will be fixed and engineers and we put in a ticket and all this sort of bollocks. And then the next minute, then you disappear and you obviously have had a message then to say, ah, he is one of the flagged people who haven't rejoined. And so we'll slow them down to the point that they want to get on the newer tariff. That's what it is. So I said, well, sod you, I'm going elsewhere. Thanks very much. And I will. Sodom. So that was the sorry state of bloody BT. And then somebody told me about an EE thing, a little modem jobby. And it turns out EE is owned by BT. So you can't escape these bastards, can you? There isn't a little company that just has a little bit of internet and does a nice little job. You know, it's all monopolised and everything else. And you just think, in the end, maybe you just don't have the internet, just don't have a digital connection, just go off-grid and say, sod it all. You know, if you want to hear from me, I'll write you a newsletter, or I'll, you know, just write me a letter. Write to me by letter in the old-fashioned way. It is frankly disgusting. But anyway, there we are. Tale of woe. Tale of woe, laddie. Woe. Now, for some reason, you see, in the mornings, it seems I can upload a video, or have been managing a couple of times in the week, though not yesterday. So I shall try again today with my main video and see if I can upload that. I will also see if I can upload this. I will also see if it's connected. You see, I have a sneaky feeling at the back of my mind, and it is, I am paying over the odds for this service, but I am going to leave it because when we're on the land, I want something that's a portable system. But I have a sneaky feeling that all of what he was telling me was rubbish and he's just trying to get me to sign up and take advantage of it. And that in a week or so's time, they'll either release the throttle. Well, in a week or so's time, I won't be there, so it doesn't make much difference. But I have that sort of feeling that if I hadn't contacted them at all, it would sort itself out. Sometimes you seem more blighted by actually contacting these bastards than not. Anyway, the sun is shining today, and I'm going to make the best of it. I hope that you have a lovely day. I'm still waiting. I'll tell you another tale of woe. Another tale of woe that's going on here is I had an email from Lulu.com. I think I mentioned this yesterday. And they said, oh, the book is on its way. You'll proofread a copy. I thought it would have arrived the day before yesterday. I thought it would have arrived today, yesterday. And it still hasn't arrived. And I'm desperate to get this out. But at this rate, I'm not going to get my book out before Christmas. This is outrageous. Just when we need the book out with all the solutions and everything. I don't know. It's all bonkers, isn't it? The world is going mad. Anyway, until next time, thank you for listening. Toodle-pip.